Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
How are you? Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. I'm so happy you're here today. And I have to apologize for my screechy voice. I do it every so often. See, this time of year here in Florida, in the Daytona Beach, Port Orange, Orlando area, it's kind of on the edge of springtime. And that means the trees and the grasses are doing their thing. They're spewing upon us the pollen. And you're hearing it in my voice right now. Yeah, it's still chilly, but it's right on the edge of not being. Then the next season of Florida shows up hot. All right, today we're going to talk about being happy. Yes, you can be happy whether it's cold or whether it's hot or anywhere in between. You can be happy. In fact, I think the number one thing you're here on this planet to do is be happy. How do I know that? Well, I do a lot of studying, a lot of talking to smart people, the whole thing. To the degree we can figure that stuff out. But here's Scott logic. Ready for it? This is basic Scott logic. This is me just looking at the world and go, okay, wait. So anybody I've ever met my entire life is trying to be happy. Well, there's a few of those oddballs out there that are not trying to be happy. That's for sure. But almost everybody I see, they get out of bed and they live their life every single day. They want to be happy. And when they're not happy, they know it because, well, do you see the other side of it? They get mad. So I just put my Scott logic to it. I said, well, listen, if every single day, all of us, that's the number one thing we do is get out of bed to go be happy. That must be the reason we're here. So welcome to happiness. It's not that difficult. We'll talk about that today just a bit more. An equation you can use. It's a natural way of thinking. You will always think the way I'm going to talk about today. You'll always do it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Well, some of you will be a hard case and fight me, but ultimately your brain is wired in a certain way and it's going to do this. So if you get it, you're going to be happier today, promise, at the end of 9 or 10 minutes. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. If you're wondering, sometimes say, wait a second, Scott, there's a topic, but there's all this cool stuff you're talking about before you get to the topic. Yeah, it's like the first 2 or 3 minutes of the show. There's stuff that we have to talk about to give you some ideas to think about, to kind of set the stage, and then we get to it. So always between 2 and 3 minutes, we get to the good stuff. So if you're that kind of person, just go. It'll be there in about 45 seconds. In the meantime, I want to remind you that this screechy voice I have is being exaggerated by the fact that I'm out riding my motorcycle every day. I love low-speed Harley-Davidson motorcycle control, like motor officers do, police officers. So I practice every single day, getting pollen rained upon me as I practice for a competition that's coming up. How did I get into that? Well, I did exactly what I think you should do every single day. And the way we know you find happiness and purpose and passion in your life. And that is being willing to explore the possibilities of life. To have a wild hair of an idea, as they say. And I've had a lot of those in my life. And follow it and see what happens. No commitment. A lot of folks have to, wait, I can't get started, Scott, because I'm not ready to go. Who cares? Just go. Just try it out. Try it out for size. It doesn't work out. Who cares? Quit. Explore the possibilities because you will find things that will grab your attention that will just take you down a road. Well, what if it's not going to take me where I want to go? Well, maybe it's where you should be going and where you wanted to go anyway, but you wouldn't admit it. I don't know. A little contrary to what a lot of people say, but I just know if you want to be happy, explore the possibilities. Let's talk about happiness. So I'm a bit of a productivity ninja, and I love to use technology to make my life easier. And I want to tell you about Notion, our sponsor today, and the single surprising reason I use Notion. You're never going to guess it. Notion, by the way, combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple, flexible, and beautifully designed. It's really great. So why do I use it? Well, I made a decision a long time ago. If I'm going to use a piece of software, I want the most popular one that everybody uses. That way, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm stumped on something, I can go on YouTube or Google or go on their website. I get an answer. I get tips. I get templates. I get everything. It's awesome. It's like crowdsourcing your productivity. That's why I use it. And remember that Notion AI helps you work faster, write better, and think bigger by doing tasks that take hours and just seconds. Try Notion free when you go to Notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, Notion.com/dailyboost to try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show. Notion.com/dailyboost. Happiness equation, if you will. I think there is a magic formula for happiness, and I really, truly believe no matter what way you look at this world we live in, God made the universe, what I believe, and everything falls down from that. And then everything else is kind of this matrix where we're stuck inside our brain, whatever the heck that is, creating thoughts and all that kind of stuff, whatever the heck that is, and ultimately trying to be happy. But what if there's a way to be happy? There is, but we usually don't see it. We always try to make it up. It's social media, it's TV, it's all this kind of stuff. People telling us what to do, how to be happy. Heck, I'm one of those guys who does the same thing. But I can promise you, I'm not one of those guys who will ever tell you to do anything. I can promise you this, that I am one of those guys who will walk my freaking talk, who will get out of bed, and if I decide I don't like it, I will make the change, and I'll talk about it. And if I don't like it a month from now, I'll say, oh, I was wrong, and I'll change it again. So there is a magic formula if you're willing to accept it. It comes down to how you look at the world. Now, most folks do two things. Which camp do you fall into? So just think about this for a second, and you make notes if you want to, but you don't have to. There's a group of people who kind of view everything from an emotional place. You're an emotional person. You were born that way. There's nothing you can do about it. It's all emotional. Yeah, it's how I was born. Stop it. I can't. It's who I am. Got news for you. It's who all of us are. When life is good, everything is excellent, isn't it? I know I've met you. I have many times. When things go wrong, life is terrible. I know I've met you many times. Remaining stuck in the emotional zone is like writing a letter in the sand with a rising tide. It will never stick around long enough for you to be truly happy. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to flow, ebb and flow like a tide. It happens. So you're living in this emotional place. Now, a lot of people do that. It should be happy, happy, happy. It should be utopia. Everything should be perfect. It's not going to be. Or everything is terrible and they stay that way in the evil land. And I don't like that either. It's the negative energy suckers. So you're probably in an emotional place. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you're in a logical place. I meet a lot of you people out there. It's been ground into you, hasn't it? And pounded into you. It has been. Yeah, you're happy when you're 18, and then you went to college and started to get less happy. Then you got a job, and before you know it, you were a serious person 30 years later. How'd that happen? It was because that's what you did. You got all black and white on me. In other words, you got all monochromatic. There's no shades of gray, no colors, nothing. It's just this way or that way. You're extremely logical, but that's not logical. If it doesn't make sense, if you can't put 2 and 2 together and make it equal 4, and it doesn't seem to always equal 4, does it? Yeah, Scott, math is math. 2 and 2 equals 4. Yeah, but I just noticed in my life that it doesn't always. Wait a second, I did 2 and 2, but I didn't get 4. Have you noticed that? I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know the answer. Why? It's bigger than my pay grade. It's bigger than yours. I got news for you. It's bigger than everybody's. But black and white, logical perspective, is that good? Making straight ahead answers like that? Sometimes yes. But life is not always logical. When you use your analytical brain for everything, you are painting a wall like a black and white when it should be a rainbow of colors. That's what it ought to be. I think how life should be lived is just a rainbow of colors. It's just everything, diversity, everything's different. It's just like, oh, it's cool. Just soak it all in, right? So if you're too emotional, then life is kind of rocky. If you're too logical, life is kind of boring. My life is not boring, Scott. It's I have a plan. I am a ritualistic person. It's how it is. But by the way, Scott, can we get together and talk about how to be happy? I gotcha. So I found the best ways is to naturally ride the highs and lows of emotions, to tap into your logic and to navigate across whatever crosses our path, and then back to the fun emotions as soon as we can do it. I get up this morning. I got up very early. I was actually in my office at 6:15. And oftentimes when I get up early, I know, okay, something's on my mind. Let's get to it. Let's go at it. Let's get her done. And of course, the first thing that was get to it, go at it, get her done was, God, I got to do this. Why'd they send me an email? Why did I say I would do it? Oh, no. That was emotion going, oh my God. So logic kicked in. I went, okay, well, let's get this out of the way and get him off my back before the day starts. Pooh, bam, done. And that's exactly what happens. So listen closely. Here's the magic formula that is wired in you. You will never change this. It's never going to change. First and foremost, emotion plus logic plus some emotion equals happiness. Let me explain that to you. I said earlier, we're emotional people. Don't have to go very deep to get that. You don't have to understand that. You don't have to go study. You don't have to get a guru any place to do that. You just have to understand that, okay, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, sometimes you don't know why you think the way you think. A lot of that going around these days, last couple of years especially, right? We are emotional people. Get used to it. You're going to be that way. But then the logic kicks in. Like, you're, oh, why am I so emotional? Let me think about it. Logic. Let me figure it out, right? So that's what happens. Emotion plus logic. You got to have both. And then you kind of swing back to the emotion. You get happiness. Over the years, I've talked about this. I don't buy toys to buy toys. I've done that before in the past. I have every toy I've ever wanted to have. And you know what? When I buy the toys, it's just more to do. It's more work. It's more to keep up with. It's like, I don't need toys anymore. I don't do that. But every now and then I get caught up with it because I'm an emotional person. I'm an emotional buyer as well. I stay away from salesmen. You know why? Because once they figure out I'm an emotional buyer, they got me. So I stay away. I'm careful with that. But let me give you an example of things that have happened many, many times in my life. And let me wrap it around a motorcycle. I will get a wild hair that I want a new motorcycle. I've had 6 or 7 in my life, something like that. So every now and then I want a new style of motorcycle. I'll go right. Been riding since I was 16 years old. I'll get a wild hair to go do it. And then suddenly I'm thinking about it. I get down to the dealership. I'm looking, I'm smelling, I'm seeing the new stuff that came out. And the emotion kicks in. Oh, the emotion kicks in. And suddenly a salesman walks up to me. Nice bikes, aren't they? Yeah, they're beautiful, man. I bet I got a nice bike. It's cool. It's only 1.5 years old. I don't need another bike. Yeah, but think about this one going down the road, the wind in your hair. Oh, man. I start to build up the emotion in me. I get all, and then suddenly the salesman will say these words, and everyone who's ever said it has sold a bike to me, and everyone who hasn't said it has not sold a bike to me because I'm that kind of guy. They said, you want to talk numbers? Numbers. 2 + 2 = 4. Or in my case, what's the equation that gets my wife to say, okay, but that, you know, it's a big deal. So emotion freaking out. Oh my God, I needed this motorcycle that I don't really need, but it's kind of cool. Did the same thing with airplanes, did the same thing with motorhomes, do the same thing with cars. Pretty much everything is like, I love it. I got to have it. Let's go sit at the desk and talk numbers. Here comes the logic figured out. Now you go through the logic, you pound it out. And suddenly the logic makes sense. 2 + 2 = 4. And the very millisecond that you get excited about what you're doing, and then you shift into logic and you make sense of it, you go, yes, this can happen. You get happy again. The emotion comes back into play. Happy, happy, happy. Here I go. Another podcast, we'll talk about buyer's remorse. That's... I was saying, you know what happens? Again, we live in a world of Scott logic here. This is the way it works. So think about this. You are going to be today in everything you do an emotional person. So as you're flipping off the end of whatever you're flipping off of, emotional happiness, emotional sadness, emotional anger, whatever it happens to be today, recognize that you're doing it and shift around and logically think it through and get yourself grounded. If you are just grounded all day long and having no fun in your life and are even mad about getting another cup of coffee, flip it around. Get a little emotional with it. Have some fun because that's who you are. You're not going to change till the day you die. You're going to be going through this and doing this. You may as well accept it. That's how you were born. That's how you're wired. It's just not going to change. All right. Speaking of things that aren't going to change, I have a great time at my Facebook page. Pretty much the only place that you can reach out and connect with me and talk to me. And I will talk to you about stuff, whatever it is. Ask a question, just whatever. It doesn't matter. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That's how you get there. And I'll be there. Tag me. When you tag me, Facebook screams at me and says, hey, somebody tagged you. Go talk to them. And I do. It's kind of cool stuff. Tomorrow, I will be back. I have no idea what I'm doing, kind of flying by the seat of my pants this week, because sometimes that's the way I roll. Sometimes? Yeah, I got it. But it'll be something good, I promise that. Have a great day. Keep that energy high, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.